Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Fire and Rescue Chief Cal Weinman as he discusses Knoxville's new Neighbor Helping Neighbor program.
City of Knoxville and local businesses and community leaders have kind of partnered together to create a Neighbor Helping Neighbor program for the community here in Knoxville. First off, Cal, Neighbor Helping Neighbor, obviously it is. The program is what it says it is. Take us through the Neighbor Helping Neighbor program, what exactly that means, and how exactly are neighbors going to be helping neighbors?
Well, yeah, like you said, it's exactly kind of what it says. Right now, with everybody's social distancing and not getting out of the houses and being inside a whole lot, you know, normally you would see your neighbor outside and you'd talk to them and you'd know kind of where they were at, what was going on with them. Well, now we don't have that. So the program's kind of designed to where they use the sheets of paper to kind of indicate to their neighbors how they're doing. You know, if they're okay, things are good, they're green. You know, if they're, hey, you know, I've got some stuff I need. You know, I might need to run to the grocery store and get bread, milk, eggs, but I don't need it right away. You know, that'd be a yellow. And then, you know, hey, my meds need refilled. I'm completely out of food. That would be a red, you know, indicating they have a more immediate need. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, I guess. You know, hopefully that the neighbors that normally would help kind of take care of their neighbors would be the ones that would be kind of the ones that would do that for them, get them what they need. We also do have a group of volunteers that if they don't have their needs, you know, being fulfilled by a neighbor, that they can call and get some of those civic groups and church groups and stuff like that to kind of help them get what they need.
Now, when it comes to this this program, first of all, take us through exactly how did this come about? What started this idea and what made it to where, you know, this is something that the city of Knoxville thought, hey, we should definitely get underway and get going to help people here in Knoxville?
Well, it was one of those deals. We'd seen it online a couple times for, you know, either, you know, neighborhood groups were doing it for their neighbors or smaller communities were trying to do it. And we're like, you know, that's a good idea, but how do we make it fit a town our size? How do we make it work? And so, you know, we sat down with some of our community partners and kind of hashed out all the details and went from there.
Now, when it comes to this, obviously it's neighbor helping neighbor, but it doesn't necessarily have to be your exact neighbor. It can be anybody really in the community. So when it comes to this, how do people or even groups or organizations, how can they take part in this and make sure that they're going out and taking care of these people throughout the community?
Well, there's a phone number listed on the packet that went out and then on all the press releases. That's a phone number that's going to be carried by kind of our coordinator for this program. And if they need a packet or they have a need that's not being met, they call that phone number and then they will arrange for somebody to get in contact with them to assess their needs and get what they need.
In this program, that red paper is not the replacement of a 911 call.
That's correct. The red paper is more of a, I have a need that's going to be a need to be met in the next 24 hours. That's not to replace 911. You know, if you're having shortness of breath, chest pain, then yeah, you're still going to need to call 911 because that's not to replace that.
Now, when it comes to this might be also going a little bit too far in depth with it, but the question I have is say one of those items, for example, toilet paper seems to be scarce throughout the country. Say that item people are not able to get or not able to fill that list. Should they could just, in your own personal opinion, fill that list out to the max and then obviously I would assume work out with that individual as to what they can do to possibly go forward? Or is there another way that they can contact somebody with the program to help out, possibly try and find other outlets for that essential item?
Yeah, I would say, you know, try to do your best to fill the list to as complete as possible. If they have an item that, you know, you can't find at Walmart, you can't find it at Hy-Vee, none of the other stores, Dollar General's, none of that has it, then I would say that's when we would contact the coordinator and say, you know, I got everything on the list except for this item. And maybe we can try to find other ways to fill that request.
Now, again, when it comes to this whole program, people want to take part in it. What exactly do they got to do?
To get a packet, you would call the Knoxville COVID-19 Neighbors Helping Neighbors phone, the printed materials, call that phone number. they'll get you in touch with the person that will deliver you a packet. Then the packet has all kind of the directions involved in it. We ask on the yellow and red paper that you print your number boldly and clearly so that if somebody sees it and they need to get a hold of you to find out what your requests are, they call that number, you give them your request, fill out the, you know, make a list out, put it back in the plastic sleeve. Once that's been, you know, once you've had contact made, you put the your request and the money for that request in a plastic sleeve, and then they'll come pick up your list, your money, they'll go get your items and then bring them back to you, put them on the door, you know, put them on your front step, call you, let them know you're there. They'll wait for you to come get them, make sure you get them, and then they'll go back back to the next one. And that phone number is going to be 641-820-0679.
Now, when it comes to this program, is there anything else you want the people here in Knoxville to know about it?
We kind of put this together, tried to account for everything that, you know, might pop up or could happen. So, you know, if we run into a snag or something, just I ask for people to be patient with us. You know, we'll work through the issues as they arise, but it's pretty straightforward. It's a pretty simple program, but I think it will be an effective program for our community.
Thanks to Knoxville Fire and Rescue Chief Cal Wyman for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.